In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Queen of heaven, rejoice. Alleluia. For he whom you did merit to bear, alleluia, has risen as he said, alleluia. Pray for us to God, alleluia. It's our sort of theme this evening, the Regina Caeli. Before we get too far, though, I introduce myself. I'm Father Sam McCarty, priest of the diocese here in La Crosse. I'm currently assigned in Ellsworth, and you would be forgiven if you didn't know where that was. That's okay. I've forgiven my family. I think they don't know where it is. No, that's a joke. I'm kidding. They came. I think they used their phone to find it. It's just a small town, kind of in the west part of the state, kind of a hilly country there, not known for much. When I was sent there, when I got the call from the bishop, I was at first a little apprehensive. Okay, this is a new place, a different thing, a place that I didn't particularly want to go. My previous assignment was good, and the Lord was bringing a lot of fruitfulness there, and I kind of, well, I didn't really want to go. Well, the bishop calls, so you say yes. So I was then trying to kind of ask the question of the Lord, well, Lord, why am I here? Why have you sent me away from my friends and the family that I formed here in this other parish? Why did I have to leave that behind and go to nowhere, right? And as I was asking that question, I was able to do that in a little chapel that I have in the rectory. One of the perks, perhaps, of being a priest, our bishop is very generous. He allows us to have a chapel in the house there. So the day I moved in, put in a little chapel there, the tabernacle, the Blessed Sacrament. So Jesus is only steps away from where I sleep. I like to have a low bar. It makes it easy to find him. So I would go in there into my chapel, and I would ask this question, Lord, why am I here? What are you doing to me, sort of? And at this time, I was reading a book called The Reed of God. The Reed of God, a book by Carol Hauslander. And it's reflections on Our Lady. And sort of the premise of the title is that Mary is the reed, the sort of the flute. And it's empty, but it's meant to be filled so that music can be played through it. Just like Mary is empty, but it's a holy emptiness, a preparation to be filled with the breath of the Holy Spirit. So I'm reading this book, and there's a section on Advent. And the author reflects again how Mary, after our Lord is conceived within her, is in this time of waiting. But there's this special time where the Lord goes wherever she goes. And so after the Annunciation and the Visitation, she makes haste to the hill country, to an unknown place, to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And the Lord goes with her. This is the great mystery. And even in the first days after his conception, Jesus is recognized through Mary's voice. At the moment the sound of your voice reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. So John the Baptist already knows that Jesus is present. Why? Because Mary has brought him there. So I was reading this, and I was reflecting how there's this parallel in Mary's life and my own. I have made haste, right, to go to the hilly country of Ellsworth, a place that's unknown, but I'm called to bring the Lord there. And I think that's the invitation for all of us. Mary, of course, is the image and model of the church, and so we, like her, are meant to be theotokos, the ones who bear God into the world. And what a gift that is. It brings, I think, great confidence to us. Mary could go with haste and with confidence because she knew the Lord was in her. There's this other wonderful reflection in this Read of God book. The author talks about how Mary then can do even the simplest things with the confidence that Jesus is growing within her. So she says, Mary can eat the simple bread of Nazareth, and that gives life to Jesus. Wow, what a gift. And so the same thing then is true for us. How I just do simple things, and the Lord can grow. That's, again, his gift. So I was then reflecting, wow, Lord, you have brought me here to bring Jesus, to bear Jesus to your people. And I thought, Lord, what a gift this is. And he reminded me also that his presence there in my chapel was not even so much my choice. Jesus says in the Gospels, it was not you who chose me, but I who chose you to go and bear fruit that will last. And the same again is true for all of us. This is the call and the vocation of the Christian, that as the Lord reveals himself in our lives, shows us that he is near to us, oh, that's because he has chosen to be there. It was less true that I put a chapel into my house, and more true that Jesus wanted to be near me and live with me. What a great gift of his love. And again, a wonderful reflection for this season of Advent as we approach Christmas. The Lord chooses to be near to us. The Lord chooses not only that, but he chooses to be carried by us as Christians, especially those places we don't want to go. Lord, why am I here? Well, you're there to bring the Lord there. That's the call and the task of Mary and also of each of us. The last thing, you know, we're anticipating here the great solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, where Mary is prepared to be the tabernacle of the Lord. And we said that line in the Regina Caeli, he whom you did merit to bear. Alleluia. Well, the Lord prepares us also to be his tabernacle and to be the ones who are able then, even merit, to bear him out into the world. So there's cause for rejoicing. We conclude with that word, Alleluia.